Hoda. It is your Capitan. It is me. I am back. We are here with episode 102 of Coffee Talk with Captain Coffee. Sorry for missing last week. I'm going to be transparent. Life has been kind of nuts. It's been crazy. We had a lot of Captain Coffee orders, which is always good. Peak really has been picking up, which is even better. You know, the boys are busy with school. I'm running around like a crazy man. So just life's been a little hectic. So I'm going to be honest. I will do my best to come out with weekly episodes. I cannot promise that I will be coming out with them every week. I'm going to do the best that I can with the life and situation that I have been given. So I will do my best. I thank you all for your patience, obviously. But I will do my absolute best to be consistent for you guys, because I know you guys look forward to this and you appreciate this. So I will do my best. But let's dive in to a little update. Peak 3 days a week program is live and ready. If you are looking for a 3 day a week program where you really don't have to commit too much time and effort, and I know with this life that we all have, it's just life is nuts sometimes. So a 3 day a week program would be good for some people. So if you're looking to do a 3 day a week program, let me know. 3 days a week, full body, $25 for the first month, really nothing to lose. Captain Coffee, we are, everything's restocked. We had a really big flurry of orders last week, 2 weeks ago, and we went through coffee pretty quickly. So it's great. That's what we want. We're looking forward to those kind of months and weeks. So thank you for all the love and support. We are looking to come out with another coffee here coming soon. We just want to see a little bit more consistency with orders and all that fun, wonderful stuff. So yeah. That's it. That's the only updates I have on Captain Coffee and Peak. Life, like I said, has been a little on the nutsy side. So, you know, bear with me, hang with me. I will do the best that I can with situations that I have been given. But I'm very excited for the future, what the future holds. And also, I'm very busy with Where the Magic Happens. That has been wonderful. If you've not checked us out, please do. We have such a good group. Such a good group, man. So much fun. So go check us out. And enjoy Where the Magic Happens, baby. Mm-hmm. Love it, man. So, all right, let's do our breathing and let's dive into today's topic. Here we go. Big deep breath. Double inhale. Control the exhale. Oh, love it. I am thankful for this freaking gorgeous weather we have had here in Maryland for the last couple of days. It's been delightful. 75 and sunny, very breezy. It's just been glorious. But then I looked at the radar, and in 2 days, it's supposed to drop back down to 45 degrees and cloudy. So much pain. But I'm thankful for the warm weather. I am thankful for the warm weather, man. It has been a delight. It has been wonderful. I have cherished it. I've been outside as much as possible. And as soon as I'm done recording this episode, my ass is back outside. So, yes, very thankful for the warm weather. But now, excuse me, let's dive in to today's topic and today's conversation. We're going to be discussing our March Madness Captain Coffee bracket. Last year, we did a bracket on the logos. And with those logos, we did a, oh man, Mrs. Captain Coffee just came down and distracted me. I love you. You look so good today. You're pretty. Damn. Not only is she pretty, she looking fine as well. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got distracted. I'm a man. I get distracted. It's what happens sometimes. Cut me a break. Last year, we did the logos. So it was not based on our favorite coffees. None of that. It was based off of the logos. And we had jerseys and everything with it. It was very fun. Thank you, Mr. B-Man, Brandon Warner. Appreciate you, buddy. But this year, we're gonna kick it back and get back to the basics. And we're going to go by the coffee alone. The coffee flavor. Logos not involved. Labels not involved. We're going by the coffee flavors. Now, Kayla and I did a little talking about this and how we're going to match these up, because this was kind of tough. So because we only have 12 different coffees, we are having the first four seeds take a bye. Now, how would you wonder? How do you do in the first four seeds? Well, here's what we did. Originally, it was going to be our top selling items. What were our top selling items of all time? And then I'm like, that's not really fair, because, you know, Friendly's been out the whole time. Chocolate Java Bunga's been out the whole time. Masters has been here, Captains and Darth and N4. They've all been here the whole time. So they're going to have an upper edge on newer coffees we've just been releasing. So I'm like, that's not really fair. Because in the first round, we were having teams like what was it? It was Snickering and Java. Snickering and Java, Chocolate Java Bunga were facing off in the first round. I'm like, that's just not okay. I don't like that. So I made some changes to it. And what we're going to do is it's the highest selling coffees from the last time we uploaded a new coffee. So we uploaded our, or we uploaded, we added to our store, I think it was Brunana on February 14th of 2023. So it's been out for over a year. So I took the numbers of what we've sold over the last year, and I want to tell you what our top selling items have been in the last year. This is an opportunity for you to see which is our top selling, which is not. And it's just kind of fun to see. I won't give the numbers because I love those numbers, but it's not important. So coming in as our number one seed is Brunana. No shocker there. Brunana has just taken everyone by storm. Number two, again, no shocker here. You're probably already knowing what number two is. Number two is the Snickering Weasley. Number three, and remember, our top four get buys. Our number three seed is our Chocolate Java Bunga. Great coffee. One of my favorites. I love it. Our number four and our last first round buy is our Friendly Neighborhood Blend. So to top it off, we have Brunana, Snickering, Java, and Friendly. They are getting a first round buy. So what that means is after our next eight teams face each other, the next round, we will know who they're facing, these top four seeds. And we will get into that in a second. Now we'll talk about the matchups here in just one moment. So then we have Masters at fifth, Captain's Choice at sixth, How the Mint Stole Christmas at seven. That one is really funny to me because How the Mint Stole Christmas is a seasonal coffee. I figured it'd be down there with Jack's because it's seasonal, so it doesn't really have an opportunity to sell year-round. But Mint's up there. Number eight, we have, kind of shocking to me, Sparrow's Treasure. Sparrow's Treasure, I have been open. It's not my favorite one, but I know that there's a couple people out there that love Sparrow's Treasure. I think Diana and I think it's Evan Peters. I think you two have outwardly said that the Sparrows might be your favorite one. So then coming in at ninth, we have N4 Blend. Coming in at 10th as a secret sneaky pick for me is the Decaf of Destiny. 11th, we have Jack's Pumpkin Potion. Makes sense because it's seasonal. Great, great coffee, but it's seasonal. And coming in last place, our 12th seed is Darth Roast. So I needed to get a little help on how I'm going to seed this out. So our 8 and 9 seed are going to be facing each other, and that is going to be the Sparrows and N4. Sparrows and N4. That is our first round matchup between those two. So they're going to be going head to head. You guys are going to be voting between the Sparrows and N4 is your favorite of those two. Our next seating is going to be Mint and Decaf. That's a tough one for me because I love Mint, but Decaf I drink more than any. And I think Decaf is going to go a long way for my voting if it makes it. And if you haven't had the Decaf of Destiny yet, what are you waiting for? There's no reason for you to not have tried it yet. No reason. Come on now. Let's go. It needs to be in there. Correction. I just went to the scoreboard really quick, and there is a change. I misread the numbers. Only some slight changes, but I misread the numbers. What a change of events. What a series of events. This is going to change the whole draft or the whole bracket here. So I was wrong. Decaf of Destiny is actually surging and has moved up to eighth place. It is now the eighth seed. So it goes Masters, Captains, Mint, Decaf, Sparrows, and then N4. The Decaf of Destiny has hopped Sparrows and N4. Damn. So our first round is actually now going to be the 8 versus the 9 seed, which is going to be our Decaf versus Sparrows. Then it's going to be our 7 seed versus the 10 seed, which is going to be Mint or N4. Then we have our 6 versus our 11, which is our Captains and our Jacks. And then we have our Masters, our 5th versus our 12th Darth. Ooh, I don't know how I feel about these. So we're going to take a second to talk about them. And if any of you are bracket like gurus, we can see how it's done next. I think what I'm going to do is then I'm going to face. So let's say, I don't know, we'll say N4 somehow ends up beating Mint at the 10 seed. I'm going to have the lowest seed face the highest seed and so forth. I think that that is what makes sense. Right now, I don't know why. Pardon. Good old Jarrett Fenema helped me with this. And he thinks the 8 and 9 should be facing the first seed. The 7 and 10 should be facing the 2 seed. The 6 and 11 should be facing the 3 seed. And the 5 and 12 should be facing the 4th seed. I don't know how I feel about it. We will see when we get to voting. I will see. But anyway, let's talk about the first round matchup. Decaf versus Sparrows. Great matchup here. Great matchup. But Decaf takes it for me. Decaf is going all the way. So actually, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to do it this way. All right. So Decaf takes over the number one, or takes over the spot of Sparrows. Sparrows is done. First round exit for Sparrows. Great coffee, but I just think Decaf is better. All right, we got Mint versus N4. I don't think this is any competition. Mint is such a hot coffee these days. So it's going to be Mint versus Snickering in the next round. Woo! All right, and then we got Captains versus Jax. This is going to be, I think this is the one that's going to be a closer voting than all the other ones. I think this one's going to be the one that has within maybe a couple votes, because people like Captains, but people love Jax, and Jax is down lower just because it's seasonal. We don't sell it year round. So I think personally, I think Jax is going to come out on top over Captains, and I think Jax is going to take over, and they're going to be facing Chocolate Java Bunga in the next round. So then we have Masters versus Darth. We have our Star Wars. We have our Star Wars bracket right there. That's cool. I didn't even think about that until just now. We have the Star Wars versus Star Wars with Masters versus Darth. I don't think this is a competition. I think Masters just destroys Darth. Darth is fine. I've made it very known. I'm not a huge dark roast guy, but I know a lot of people do like dark roast. And if anything, I think they're pretty good dark roasts. So, all right. So then this is tough one. This is tough. Cause then if I do it the way that Jarrett was telling me to do it, actually what I could do is I could do two different brackets talking to you now, the way that Jarrett said it or the way that I said it. So let me do that. 12 hours later. All right. So I just reseeded them. So we have two different seeds here. Okay. We have the way Jarrett did it, or the way that I think I want to do it, where it's going to be just top seed versus lowest seed. I think that that would be, I think that's the best way to do it. So in the way that Jarrett wants to do it, this is the matchup. It's going to be Decaf versus Brunana, if the voting goes like I think it's going to go. Mint versus Snickering. Jax versus Java. Masters versus Friendly. If it's going by the seeding, which I want it to be, it's going to be Brunana versus Jax. Snickering versus Decaf. This is a tough one here. It's going to be Java, Chocolate Java Bunga versus Mint. And Friendly versus Masters. So I'm going to go with my way first. I think Brunana takes it. I think Brunana's going to take the cake. If it was up to me, I would vote Decaf, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to go Snickering. This one, the Java versus the Mint, is a complete toss-up to me, because Mint has a cult following right now. Our How the Mint Stole Christmas has a cult following, but I'm going to have to give it to Java. So that's going to then be the next round is going to be Brunana versus Snickering. I think Snickering is going to win. And then it's going to be Java versus Friendly, because Friendly versus Masters. Masters isn't going to be Friendly. I think it's going to be Java personally. And then it's in this finals, it's going to be Java versus Snickering. That's what I think. Baby, what do you think? Java or Friend? Java, Chocolate Java Bunga or Snickering? Which wins?
What?
Which coffee wins? Chocolate Java Bunga? Or Snickering?
Snickering.
Mrs. Captain Coffee has spoke. She thinks it's Snickering Weasley. She thinks it's Snickering Weasley. So now if we did this in the way Jarrett, I don't think anything changes, but let's see. I don't think anything's going to change. So I think Brunana over Decaf, even though Brunana's my favorite. I mean, Decaf is my favorite. Mint for Snickering, I'm telling you, whoever, I think Mint, I think it's going to stay the same. I think it's going to be Snickering. I think it's going to be Snickering versus Chocolate Java Bunga. But I'm telling you, the Mint is going to play a sleeper pick here, because people that have mint. I mean, Tyler Boyd will drink me dry of the Have a Mint Soul Christmas. That homie will throw it down like no one's business. I'm telling you, don't be sleeping. Don't sleep on How the Mint Stole Christmas. Oh, I think it'd be interesting because I know people have, there's a cult following for two of these, and it's mint and snickering. But we're going by flavor, nothing else. Going by enjoyment of the coffee, because last year we did just the labels or the logo. I don't know. I'm going to look right now. I'm going to see who, I think it was Snickering. I think Snickering won last year, if I'm completely honest. I'm going through it right now. Let's see. Which jersey won last year? Because I think it was Snickering. Well, I just looked it up. What a turn of events. It looks like what is now Chocolate Java Bunga, the happiest blend on earth won last year. So we are going to have a new crown victor this year. Very interesting. We will see. So Chocolate Java Bunga came out on top last year. So if I'm correct, I'm looking at it now, the finals were friendly for logos, friendly versus happiest at the time. But then the semifinals was a matchup. It was friendly versus Jack's Pumpkin Potion versus Snickering. Oh, this was the Sweet 16. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be looking at the Sweet 16. Hold on now. This is what we want. Okay, it was friendly versus mint. What a great match. I'm telling you, mint went to the semifinals. So I'm telling you. And then it was, and that was the 5 seed. They were the 5 seed last year. So they've got something to prove this year. They've moved down a little bit, which is interesting. They've moved down 5 spots, but our whole career of Captain Coffee of sales. So like this is a little different now because we're just doing the last year, but still interesting nonetheless. And it was friendly versus mint, and then it was happiest versus snickering, and snickering got destroyed in that round, and so did mint. So it's going to be close. I think it's going to be the same thing, but Brunana got slept on. So we will see what happens. Very curious. Voting's going to start here soon. I'm very excited to have this started. I love these times of years. Just it's an opportunity for us to engage and interact because I love you guys and I'm thankful for you. And any way that we can make our coffee experience more magical and more user-friendly and just a way for us to just connect more, because I don't want to be like Starbucks. I don't want to be like all the other companies that are coffee companies where it's just me. It's you're just buying from a no-face human being. I want you to know who you're buying from. And I want there to be a relationship. I want you to feel part of the Ohana. So this is a really fun way to do it. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So let's stay tuned for the voting. So again, here we go. Here's our breakdown. First round matchup is what we're going to talk about now. It is going to be Decaf versus Sparrows, our 8 and 9 seed. It's going to be Mint, How the Mint Stole Christmas versus our N4 blend. This is the 7 versus the 10 seed. Captain's Choice versus Jack's Pumpkin Potion. This is the 6 versus 11 seed. And we have Master's Blend versus Darth Roast for our 5 and 12 seed. I'm ready. And then our first round buys are Brunana, Snickering, Java, and Friendly. So we will see who comes out on top in a couple weeks as the number one favorite coffee in Captain Coffee's store. Very excited. This is going to be fun. Going to be cool. I'm very curious to see what you all think. And this is also a really cool opportunity that let's just say friendly. We'll say Brunana goes really far, right? We'll say Brunana gets a lot of wave and a lot of love because I know that my girl Piper and her wonderful hubby, they love and Natty. Natty was making all the nut jokes. Brunana nut. I mean, I'm telling you, if you haven't had it yet, this is just a really cool opportunity for you to see what are some of our Ohana's favorite coffees. And if you haven't gotten it yet, hey, what are you waiting for? Now's an opportunity. We do samples. We even do individual samples too. So if that's something you're looking forward to and you want to try something out before you make the commitment of a full bag, totally get it. But let's just say something comes out on top that you haven't tried yet. well, now's your opportunity. So that's it. That's all I got. Just wanted to go over the seeding really quick and the breakdown. Voting's going to happen here soon. It's going to be on the story. Looking forward to it. I love you all. Thanks for the support. Like I said, I'm going to do my best to come out with weekly episodes. I cannot promise that I will. I'm just super swamped at the moment, and I'm just trying to take care of the mental health and making sure that I'm productive and making sure that I'm giving Kayla and my boys the attention that they deserve. So myself and myself, the attention that I deserve as well. Me time is very important as well. So that's all I got. That's all I got. Very excited. Here we go. Voting starts soon. Be ready. And may the brew be with you.